Berenice May is the executive director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County. And Barbara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you, David.
Well, how frequently, let's start here. How frequently is a woman battered or abused in America?
Oh, gosh. Well, they say it happened, one in four women are going to experience domestic violence in her lifetime. And also, about every 20 seconds, someone is battered in the United States. Additionally, domestic violence is the greatest cause of injury among women between the ages of 15 and 44.
Think about that. About every sip of coffee you take, someone is being abused. Are we seeing that same kind of rate here in Washtenaw County?
Yes. I mean, in the end, we are realizing that domestic violence knows no socioeconomic boundaries. So certainly these statistics apply to the folks in Washtenaw County.
How many can you house at Safe House Center?
We can hold up to 45 or 50, including beds and cribs.
That's not a lot of people, given the frequency with which this occurs in Washtenaw County. Are you always full up?
You know, for the most part, yes. We are constantly seeing more and more families needing our support, needing our help, and that includes the safe shelter as well as the counseling and legal advocacy.
What happens to those women and children who are victims, ask for assistance, but find there are no beds or space available?
Well, we do what we can to work with them because we know they're running for their own safety. They're running for their lives. So we don't accept just saying, sorry, we're full. We need to find another resource for them.
This is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with the executive director of Safe House Center, Barbara Neese May. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and coming up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, there's a Domestic Violence 101 workshop. It's going to be held at Washtenaw Community College, and I invite you to find out more information about how and where to attend by going to safehousecenter.org. Now, Barbara, all too frequently, you come into women's lives after the fact.
Absolutely.
The abuse has already occurred. Are we failing to get to the root causes of domestic violence and better prevent abuse?
I would say that's true. There are a handful of states in the United States, about five or six, that have actually mandated further education about intimate partner violence and dating violence and domestic violence in the schools. And we wish for the same here locally. We recognize that our educators are under a lot of pressure to meet all the goals that are being set forth. The end also is we need to reach folks at a much younger age, not at 25, 30, when they're coming to us for support. We need to be going back to about 12 or 13 and talking about what a healthy relationship looks
like. It really becomes prevalent in the high school years.
Oh, absolutely. We have a teen voice program that goes out to local schools and does a peer education program to support folks who may be going through dating violence and also to educate about dating violence, what it is.
What is the barrier for young women or women of any age to come forward and say, I need help, this is going on?
It's embarrassing. You know, you fall in love and you think about all the good feelings of falling in love and being with someone, and then all of a sudden they're abusing you, they're emotionally abusing you, they're physically abusing you, and it's scary to talk about. They may have given up a lot to be with that person, and then to turn around and say this is what's happening is scary and it's embarrassing. One thing they may not have crossing their minds, it's also lethal. 25% of the homicides in Washtenaw County in 2009 were because of domestic violence.
Why is it that those who are abused often feel as though they are somehow to blame? What in the dynamic makes that kind of emotional shift to taking blame for something that you're a victim of?
Well, what happens is that the nexus of domestic violence is control. It's his desire, his learned behavior, to have the desire of control in the relationship. And he slowly but surely builds that control. Eventually, she starts to believe that it's her fault. It's not her fault. It's never her fault. Safe House is always there. We always listen. We always believe.
You know, we're talking about the men involved in this. Those guilty of committing domestic violence often serve little, if any, time in jail. The financial resources and political will to force these men into long-term counseling and care doesn't exist. As a community, as a society, what, in your opinion, is our best approach in dealing with the abusers?
Well, we're fortunate in Washtenaw County in that there has been approximately a 30-year effort to educate law enforcement and to build the programming for batterers to change their behavior. And so we are making some shifts. The end also is that we need to be vigilant about that. Everybody needs to believe that domestic violence isn't her fault. Everybody needs to believe that he needs to be held accountable for his behavior. Everybody needs to believe that this can happen to anyone. And we can't let our guard down. We can't just say, oh, it was just a slap or a kick or a punch. It'll go away.
And there is or should not be any stigma attached to a woman who is a victim of abuse. The only stigma that should be involved here is to the abuser.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we talk about domestic violence, as we've done for much of our conversation today, mm-hmm. as an issue, as something we're dealing with in mm-hmm. this kind of grand and broad way. But it is such a personal issue. Somebody is suffering right now as a result of this. How do we make that connection with people? Because that's when we get involved, is when it becomes personal. How do we connect to those who are abused in a better way so that we do have more community involvement?
I'll tell you something, David. People think that because someone is abused that they come straight to Safe House. That's not the case. It's so embarrassing. They don't want to go to a stranger about it.
Even family.
Yeah. It's more likely that a clergy person, a doctor, a best friend, a neighbor knows that this is happening more so than Safe House. Reaching out and saying is simply, it seems like something's happening. I don't know what it is. I just want you to know I believe you. And if you want to go to Safe House, here's the number, 995-5444. Or I'm happy just to sit with you and talk to you about it. It's something that is built up over time, and it takes a while to unravel.
If we have a friend or family member we suspect is being abused, is it, in your opinion, appropriate, in your experience, have the women appreciated when someone's come forward and saying, do you need help? Can I interject here?
I would say absolutely. If you're a trusted person in their life and saying, you know, I'm seeing this happening and I'm concerned for you, usually they open up. If they don't, that means they're not ready.
I know you're always looking for people to connect through your volunteer program or by contributing much-needed supplies for the women and children that you serve. How can we as a community connect that way?
Certainly visit our website at safehousecenter.org. Join us on Facebook. Check out our volunteer opportunities. Maybe you can do a fun drive at work. We need your support. It's because of our community that we're here and have been here for 35 years. For us to go into that next 35 years, we need community support. We need your support.
Again, it is safehousecenter.org. Barbara, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I wish you well with the rest of the Awareness Month, and hopefully we as a community will stand up and make you proud.
And David, thank you for your support.
That is Barbara Neesmay. She is Executive Director of Safe House Center in Washtenaw County, and we are marking Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Again, for more information on events, services, and ways for you to help, go to safehousecenter.org.